So I just heard somebody else chime in. It is 8:04 here on the West Coast, so I'm going to go ahead and start our support group call. My name is Wendy. I am one half of WLS Success Matters. Welcome to our Saturday morning support group call. I'm happy to have you here. Sandy and I have been doing these calls since January of 2014. January of 2013, my correction. So we do them twice a month. We always do a Saturday morning, first Saturday morning of the month. That's where we're at today. And then we also do a third Thursday of the month, and we do that one in the evening. So 5 o'clock on the third Thursday of the month and 8 a.m. on the first Saturday of the month. So feel free to come back for another time. I heard we have some new callers on here, so we do hope you'll come back again. And my guess is we have some be-backs, people who have been here more than once, so welcome back. How's everybody doing this morning?
Good.
Great.
Good.
Good. Okay,
great. All right. I would love to hear somebody tell me the highlight of the week related to their weight loss surgery. Anybody, what do you got for a highlight this week?
I haven't had it yet.
Well, what's the highlight? You got a highlight. You have a highlight? You're a pre-op patient. So what's the highlight of your pre-op week heading into weight loss surgery?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm getting closer to my surgery date.
There you go. All right. Yeah, you got to look for those highlights, pre-op. Every day is a step closer to it, so that's a good one. Thank you for sharing that. Today,
I'm a pre-op patient.
Okay, cool. So let's go through that then before I jump in. I know we have several new callers for the first time. So who on the line is a pre-op patient? How many pre-oppers do we have?
Here.
Me.
So I hear at least three people are pre-op. Excellent. Anybody out there recently post-op? Just had surgery?
No. Nope.
Shannon.
All right. So, hello. So I'm going to remind everybody. Hello. I'm going to remind everybody about the *6 button on your phone. The *6 button is going to put you on mute. So if you're driving in your car, hauling your groceries in from the car, outside, roller skating, whatever it is you might be doing, you can hit *6 to put yourself on mute so we don't hear your background noise. And then you can hit *6 to join the call, okay? So today our topic, this first hour that we're together, we're going to talk about grocery shopping and how that is something that we have to do as weight loss surgery patients and what that is all about. So let's talk about it a little bit. Are you organized when you go shopping for your groceries? Do you have to be organized?
Yes.
Yes. Tell me why.
I do it because it's more convenient for me, and I'm not off buying something I don't need.
Oh, yeah. Ding, 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 ding. There you go. Very good. You make
it
a list.
It just makes it easier.
You your list as much. Yeah, it makes it easier. What makes it easier? Why is it easier?
Why? Because I can go in and I can go directly to what I need and pick it up without having to go through all of the aisles and being tempted for something I don't need.
There you go. That's the key. Mental game, right? Control that
right.
Mental game. Excellent. Thank you for sharing that. So that's the first piece I want to talk about, actually, is becoming organized and how it can cut down on your time spent in the grocery store, right? We all know how frequent trips to the grocery store can lead us to unwanted food items, right? Been there, done that? What happens when we go to the grocery? Yeah, we go in and we pick up impulse items that are strategically placed by the grocery store itself and marketing experts. You ever notice that? How they seem to put all the stuff where that you are choosing not to eat currently right in your way when you walk into the store. Right?
Yes.
So those are the foods that we're choosing not to pick, but they put them right in front of us like they're trying to get us, right? They're trying to tempt us. They want us to buy it. It's a marketing and sales strategy. And somebody mentioned a list, right? We all know that the virtues of shopping from a list and never buying anything that doesn't appear there, but how many of us can be that disciplined all the time? Does anybody always only shop their list at the store?
I do, because if I don't and my husband goes with, I'm in trouble. My grocery bill goes huge.
Hello.
There you go. So you do. Good.
Hello.
Anybody else? No. What? Tell me more about that. No.
My name is Larry. I'm from Massachusetts. I just signed
hey,
on. I missed the first part. I've had trouble trying to log on.
Oh, well, I'm glad you made it, Larry. Is this your first time calling us?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, welcome. This is WLS Success Matters, Saturday Morning Support Group, and we're talking about grocery shopping, how we have to eat, and so what we get at the grocery store matters, and how we prep and get organized to go to the grocery store matters. So we're talking about frequency of trips to the grocery store and shopping a list. When you go to the store, do you use a list?
I usually don't, but I am going to start. I'm having my surgery done next Monday, so.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah.
Right
I'm
up
having
there,
a sleeve. I had the lap band in 2009, and I had it removed in 2015 because it slipped. And my doctor tried to talk me into it at the time, and I probably thought I could do it on my own, but it's very tough. So the final decision is next Monday. So I'm trying to work on it now, you know, see what I got to do and prepare myself.
Yeah, well, it's not your first time to the rodeo, right?
When no, it isn't.
You had a lap band, there you go.
Yeah.
So you know about it. So tell me, so now that you've lived your pre-lap band life, your lap band life, your post-lap band life, and your pre-vertical sleeve life, what do you know about the grocery store and making a list?
Well, what I find in the grocery store is if you stay on the outside of the store and you have a list and stick with it, because most of the time everything on sale is probably going to be the stuff you don't want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I found.
So there you
and you
go,
have
Larry.
A list.
Mm-hmm.
Go buy your protein.
And you have a list. Go ahead.
Check your protein levels out.
Mm-hmm. There you go. See,
yeah.
There's Larry is a veteran here with us, and yet he's still a post-op patient, right? And he's had
exactly.
a chance to learn some lessons, right, to live through some lessons. So that's exactly it, right? Great share about shopping the outside of the grocery aisle.
Yeah.
So you want to be prepared before you go to the store, and whether you're a list maker or not, you certainly want to have I'm a list maker. I like to shop my list and get in and out. Saves time, saves money, and certainly saves me calories, right? That's the thing. Oh, all three of those. What a win, right? And I also need to limit the number of times I go to the store in a week. I try to go one time per week. I like to do a big grocery haul one time per week. But that's not always enough. Some weeks I need to go more than one time. If I shop on Sunday and come Friday, I need a piece of fresh fish, then I need to go Friday and get that piece of fresh fish, right? But what I do know is the best plan is to keep out of the store as much as possible. Do you guys agree?
Yes.
I do.
Yeah, anybody else?
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
I actually have an experience.
Tell us more. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, we live way off in the middle of nowhere and not a large choice of grocery shopping. And I used to go 2-3 times a week, and our grocery bill got out of control. We had always had bad food in the house. Well, I have to travel to go see the doctor for all my appointments, and I always do my grocery shopping like 2 hours away then. It's cheaper, and I stock up for about 3 weeks, and we don't go out to eat as much. I'm not going to any grocery stores around here. It's been wonderful.
Look at that. She's saving money, and she's saving calories. Right? Again, all three of those pop up. Excellent. Thank you for sharing that. So to make that plan work, right, for someone like her to go shop for 3 weeks at a time, or even someone like myself to go shop one time a week, I need to be organized. So I'm going to ask the person with the baby. We love babies, but if you can hit *6 and put yourself on mute, then you'll be able to hear us, but we won't be interrupted by the kiddo. I would appreciate it. And then when you want to join back in the conversation, please do just hit *6 again, okay? So to make that plan work, we have to be organized enough to remember everything we need, right? Whether we're writing it down or putting it in our phone or going just by virtual memory, we need to have that ready to go for our normally scheduled trip to the store. So let me ask this. Do you have a normally scheduled trip to the store? I'd love to hear from someone I have not heard from. What day do you do your grocery shopping? Is it typically the same day every week? Anybody?
I usually do my grocery shopping on the weekend, but I have found for me what works best is ordering online and then going and picking it up, so I'm not even in the store or tempted. I just write my list of the stuff I need, order it, pick it up, and that's what I do.
I love that idea. So you're saving time, you're saving money, and you're probably saving calories again, right?
Right. I haven't had my surgery yet. And I'm not even at the pre-op stage. I'm just doing one of the requirements, which is this class to get approval by the insurance company. So hopefully this is my last step. So I'm hoping then that it works.
Yeah. Well, do you find that the grocery shopping is helping for your weight maintenance, so your weight loss currently without surgery?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's a great habit you've already established, right?
Correct.
And that's something that's going to pay reward to you moving forward, continue to reward you. And I do know some clients that the grocery store is a big trigger. And so the idea of being able to order to have it delivered or order to have it picked up has been their saving grace, right? Has stopped the trigger of the grocery store that sets them off to buying a bunch of stuff they don't need. Right? So that's an excellent share. Thank you for that. And I'm sure you'll be amazed at how your journey will progress once you get all the boxes checked off. Right? So
thank
keep
you.
A positive
thank
outlook
you.
On the future. Yeah. Keep a positive outlook on the future.
Thank
so
you.
Let's talk about I'm a regular grocery store shopper. I typically try to do my grocery hauls on Sunday. Sometimes they happen on Saturday, depending on my schedule, but it takes time. I grew up in the grocery store, and I love going to the grocery store, so I don't mind the weekly trip to the store. I like to see what new products are out there and things of that nature, so I'm kind of a homebody, a grocery store homebody. I love the grocery store because I grew up in one, but I know this. It takes time. Right, a lot of if you're going to do any planning and doing a grocery haul, how much time do you spend doing it in a week? Anybody? Even if you're ordering online, you got to think about it and you got to order it, right? So how much time do you dedicate to getting organized with what you want to buy and then doing the actual shopping. How much time does that take for you? Anybody ever think about it? Anybody?
I haven't.
What if you did?
Probably make life a lot easier.
Say more about that. What do you mean it would take? It would make life easier if you thought about it. Tell me more about that.
I think there's more impulse buying when you don't write down or think about what you're going to need to prepare for it.
So tell me, what do you currently do? How does your grocery shopping take place? What happens?
I just walk into the store and walk all the aisles, which is probably a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. And how often do you do that?
About every 2 weeks.
Okay. So before you get to the store, do you think about what you're going to buy, or it's time to go to the store?
I think about what I'm going to buy, but there's always something that jumps out in front of you, you know?
Uh-huh. Gotcha. And so is it one of those things where you've eaten everything you had bought 2 weeks ago and your cabinets are bare, or people are saying, we don't have any food, and you're like, oh, I got to make time to get to the store, and you try to fit it in? Is that how it happens?
No, it's more of a I end up throwing some of the stuff out, you know, mm-hmm. because, like I said, I don't make a list. I should. Which I'm going to start, you know, and I was always told you should never go shopping when you're hungry.
Right.
Because you buy things that you don't really want. So I just got to get more organized.
Okay, so this is a good topic. Yeah, this is a good topic for you. I appreciate it. And what I also heard in that conversation was, not only do you maybe need to get more organized, maybe you need to go once a week versus once every 2 weeks.
Okay.
So that your food, right? So your food's not going bad when you have it there.
Yeah.
So let's continue that conversation. So how do we create a meal library, right? I mean, if you're going to the store, you're buying food to eat. How do you do that? How do you decide what you're going to eat? Do you just ramble? How do you do it? There's several different ways it can be done. I'm curious to hear how you guys do it. Somebody who's doing it currently right now, how do you do it?
Well, me?
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah, okay. Well, what I used to do when I had the lap band is I used to make a menu for the week. And by making the menu, I knew what I needed at the store. So when I went there, it was a lot easier. And after that, I got a little lax, and that's now I'm not as far off as I was before on weight, but I gained a lot of it back. So that's what happens.
So there you go. So proof in the pudding, right?
Exactly.
He's doing some thought. How much time did that take you, Larry? Approximately. How much time do you think?
I want to say. Well, for me, it took me a good hour and a half, 2 hours, because you got to figure out all your different foods. And the lap band was a little different than the sleeve, as I know, I think it is. I mean, I couldn't eat a lot of meats because it just, unless I chewed them 100 times, you know, to get it down, you know. And so I had a lot of fish and other proteins. But
okay.
You know, and I could eat more than 4 ounces because my stomach was the same size. It just took me longer. So, and you got to get used to eating the proper foods. So you're not eating the junk foods instead. And everything's a process, and it's still a lot of work. People think you're having surgery and you're getting that way, you know, the easy way out. It's not the easy way.
No, not the easy way. I appreciate you sharing that, Larry.
If I could help someone. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. If you can help someone, go ahead.
If I could help someone, you know, to see that, I would be glad to help, you know. Like, I didn't want to get the surgery this time. I'm nervous. Don't get me wrong. I've been through it once already, and then next week I'm going through it again, but it's just something I have to do for myself, and if there's a lot of support groups online, and you can someone will help you if you need it.
Right.
Yeah.
And here's the thing that I want to point out in that chair there, Larry,
yep.
is that the time that Larry knows that he needs to spend dedicated to organizing before he goes to the store is exactly the same equivalent to him saying he knows he needs the surgery. He needs to do this for himself. And that's a big point I want everybody to walk away with today from this conversation. Larry has to make that time, that hour to 2 hours a week. It doesn't come easily, right? Like Larry said, it's not easy. It doesn't come easily. And those of you who are pre-op, who are checking off the boxes and waiting for insurance approval and walking down the pathway to get there, none of it's coming easily to you, is it? So that's a great point, Larry. I'm so glad you shared that, because this grocery shopping stuff, it doesn't come easy.
No.
You have to think differently about food, right? You have to think, what am I going to eat for my first meal of the day? And how much of it am I going to need to buy? And what am I going to do for my lunches? And how am I going to feed myself and or my family for dinner and other meals? What is protein first? What does that mean? What is produce? What kind of produce is going to be good for me and work with my surgery type easily? And how much of that will I be able to eat at one time? And like for myself, I can eat the same thing over and over again to a certain point, but I need new ideas, right? Because I need to stay interested in food. Is there anybody here who doesn't love food? I love food. Do you guys love food?
That's why I'm here. I love it too much.
Right?
I was a cook, too.
There you go. So
yeah.
It's about being able to still continue your love affair with food, but it's a completely different partner, right? It's not
exactly.
The same partner that you had the love affair with before weight loss surgery. It's a brand new partner. So you got to get to know them all over again and figure it out. Figure out your likes, your dislikes, your lines in the sand, right? So it does take time. So that's something that I want to make sure you leave this conversation with, is that you do need to write menus down for the week. And, I mean, you can go into detail of, I'm going to make, I've done it several different ways. You can shop with the idea that I'm going to have protein and produce for breakfast, protein and produce for lunch, and protein and produce for dinner. So if you were just to eat 3 meals a day in 7 days of the week, how many meals is that you need?
21.
21. That's right. 21 meals. So you got to fill in at least 21 holes, right? So how do you do that? You got to think about it before you get there. You know, so even if you know you need protein and produce, are you somebody who's going to eat the same breakfast all week? I am. I'm okay with the same breakfast. What about you guys? Do you like to change up your breakfast, or do you have the same breakfast every day?
I have different every day.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, Charlie.
No, you're okay. Don't have to apologize, guys. You can't see each other talking. It's totally fine.
Yeah.
So I heard somebody who said they like to change it up every day. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So there's variety. She needs to have variety in those 7 breakfasts, right?
Yes.
And Larry, what were you going to say?
Well, I kind of been on the shakes for the morning. I always had like oatmeal or cereal before this, and that's what put the weight back on. The cereals will kill you. Oatmeal isn't too bad. Cereals are. So now I'm back to the protein shake to start my day off because I feel it gives me enough energy till my big meal, which is at lunchtime. Because I'm 66, so I'm at the point now where we less during we eat a big meal at lunch and have a smaller meal at supper now. So it works out better for me.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's all about knowing yourself, too, right?
Yeah.
So Larry can do the same breakfast every day kind of thing. Right?
Well, right now I'm doing it because I'm pre-surgery, and I'm trying to take a few pounds off, you know, before I go in. And
sure.
I'm doing the shakes because I find it better for me. I mean, well, once a week, like on a Sunday now, I'll have a nice breakfast. I'll have scrambled eggs and some vegetable in it or something like that, or maybe a piece of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, treat myself.
Okay, there you go. Change things up.
Yeah.
So I'm a person who has the same breakfast every day, particularly Monday through Friday, which are my work days. I sometimes will change it up on Saturday or Sunday, but not very often. And I've come to find that I have about three breakfasts that I like, that I can eat. They make me feel good. They hit my protein mark. They satisfied my hunger. So I rotate about three different breakfasts in my life over the last 10 years. Right? So that's what I do. So I can kind of know what I'm going to buy at the store. So that's the key, right? I do need variety in that seven meals, or are you going to have the same thing, right?
Can you give us examples of what you eat for breakfast? Can you give us examples of what you eat for breakfast?
Oh, sure. So the other thing I'll share with you to answer that question is Sandy and I wrote a cookbook, and it's on Amazon. We published it February of 2017, and it's filled with breakfast, lunches, and dinners that Sandy and I eat. And it has the calories and the protein and the serving size for each recipe. And the book is called Eat Your Way to Success and Learn How to Control Hunger. And that's on Amazon. So if you want to get actual recipes and all the breakdown of what Sandy and I eat, you want to check out that cookbook, right? You bet. I do a protein shake. That's my go-to breakfast. It allows me to get in enough protein. It allows me to get in produce that I normally wouldn't be able to get into my day if it wasn't in the format of a shake, right? I also like bone broth. Bone broth is great, low-calorie, high-protein, and it's satisfying and warm on a cold day. And I also like Greek yogurt. It's the perfect portion. It has, I can get different varieties. I personally like a low sugar, and it gives me the protein count that I need. So those are the three that I kind of rotate through. That's what I've done for 10 years, right? That's just what I do.
What brand or weight loss do you find is the best flavor or the best tasting for protein shakes?
I personally am a big fan of Isopure. I make my own shakes, but I use their protein powder, whey isolate. I don't want any concentrate. I want an isolate whey. And I like Isopure, and it's either zero carb or low carb. I like Dutch chocolate, and I like creamy vanilla. And if you buy the cookbook, you'll see all that information in it. But you got to. Everybody's palate is going to be different, right? And when I make a protein shake, I use water, I use blueberries, I use spinach, I use ground flaxseed. My protein shake is delicious. It's not just. I don't buy canned or bottled protein shakes and do that. I don't do that. So
Then, so just like we thought about breakfast, that's how you need to think about lunch and dinner too. Right? You need to think, what are you going to eat? Do you need variety? And how much of it are you going to eat? So what about bridges between meals? What do you do in between a meal? If you get hungry, you need to eat, right?
Yeah, I try to have food on in.
I heard someone say yeah, and then I heard somebody say something else. What was the something else?
I try to have.
Go ahead.
No, it's fine. Good.
The person who said I try, let me hear from them first.
I try to have fruit on hand.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Like watermelon or melon, you know. Not so much orange.
And are you a pre-op patient?
Yeah, I haven't had my surgery yet. Yes.
No.
I have my first visit to the hospital on the 14th of this month.
Perfect. Well, and that, you know, you want to look at, as you're getting educated as a pre-op patient, you'll learn a little bit more about the best food choices.
Okay.
Protein is, you always want to think protein first. And fruit doesn't really have protein in it.
Okay.
It has sugar in it, even though it's natural sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And sugar drags us and pulls us to eating more sugar, whether it's natural sugar or not.
Okay.
Right?
Would you mean protein like nuts?
No, you need to go on to Google and type in protein and start learning about different proteins.
There's
all different types of protein. Protein comes in the form of chicken, egg, cheese, dairy, beef, pork, seafood, lobster, steak, fish.
Okay.
Turkey, tuna.
But when you're talking a snack, you really want to have chicken? You know what I mean?
You can have a hard-boiled egg.
Okay.
You can have a string cheese.
Okay.
You can have a deli turkey rolled around the pickle.
The pickle. All right.
So I would highly recommend you check out our cookbook and just continue to educate yourself about what protein first means.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Appreciate you sharing that. Somebody else is going to say something to that question as well. What were you going to say?
Okay. I am a pre-diabetic, but my problem isn't with high blood sugar so much. It's with the hypoglycemia. And so I have to monitor my protein all the time because otherwise the slightest and my blood sugars drop. So I, like you said, the hard-boiled egg is the best thing I found for a snack, you know, and I eat a lot of eggs, a lot of hard-boiled eggs.
Because
of that fact.
And
protein shake for breakfast or whatever.
And have you had your weight loss surgery already?
No, I actually just finished my 6 months of diet, going to the dietitian and everything. I've had my heart checkup. I've had my lung checkup. I've had everything done except for this is my support group. I am working on, what do I have left to do? I have to do the psychiatric appointment yet before they'll set my appointment for surgery. So I'm getting down to the nitty gritty.
Mm-hmm. Are you having gastric bypass?
No. No. I am so excited about this. I cannot wait. I have a football-sized hernia on my stomach.
Gotcha.
So this is kind of a mandatory thing more than I would have never considered bariatric surgery if I hadn't, and I'm doing the gastric sleeve,
if I hadn't had this hernia, and I've had like 16 abdominal surgeries trying to get rid of this hernia, and it just keeps exploding.
Ah, gotcha.
So, okay.
so it's a mandatory thing. Yeah, there you go. Well, I'm sure you'll have good benefit from it.
I'm hoping so. I'm really hoping so.
Yeah. I'm sure your diabetes will be, you'll have relief from that as well.
Well, the diabetes, like I said, isn't a real issue because I've been on a high protein, low carb diet for probably 4 years.
Right.
So,
well, that'll benefit you as a weight loss surgery patient, trust me.
Yeah.
It's all about high protein. Protein first, protein first, protein first. So excellent. So what I want to encourage everybody to do here is I want you to create a meal library, right? You want to create a list, a photo. I like to take pictures of everything I eat. I keep all my recipes. I keep a yellow little notebook in my kitchen drawer, and I write down my recipes when I make them. I'm going to ask whoever has the kids in the background to please hit *6 for me. I appreciate it. That way they're on mute, and if you want to join us, hit *6 again. Thank you. But I keep a kind of like a Rolodex, if you will, right? A history of what I like to eat. So you want to write, when you're making your menus for the week and you're stumped and you don't know what to do, you can pull up one of your old recipes and be like, oh, that's what I'm going to have. Makes sense?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So you want to
good
write,
idea.
You want to, yeah. So you want to create a meal library and write your menu down for the week so you know how to shop it. And then I would keep a notebook or note cards with your recipes so you can go there when you're lacking an idea. I would work on getting as many menus or recipes in that notebook that you can because you're going to need them. I can tell you at almost 10 years post-op, I love going back to old recipe that I haven't had for a while when I don't know what to do with chicken today. What am I going to do with chicken? Oh, I remember that great thing that I made a couple years ago. Let me find it, right? And you want to get as many recipes in there that you can, as many food ideas that you can. And you can use that as a reference. When you're doing your meal planning, pull out that notebook, right, and take a look at it and see what you might want to put up your menu on your menu. And the other big thing is to keep things rotating. My goal is that I will create at least one new recipe per week. Just one. So I'm not trying to reinvent my eating every day of the week, every meal, right? But I do need variety in my life. So I love Chinese food, but I don't like going to the Chinese restaurant to pay a lot of money to eat food that's truly not that great for me. So if I'm craving Chinese, I'm going to try to make something Chinese this week, and that'll be my shrimp and cashews, you know, or something of that nature, and that would be a new recipe for my week. So rotate them and add new ones. You guys follow me?
Yep.
Okay. Then after you have your menu, that's when you create your list, right? We talked about some of the benefits already of having a list. Having a list when you shop keeps you focused on healthy foods and on the foods you need so that you can avoid the unhealthy foods and what somebody else said earlier, the temptation, right? So I'm going to ask all of you on the call to make a list this week when you go to the grocery store. Based off of your organization beforehand, what you're going to make for the week, take that list and then take your menu list, your meal library, and then create your grocery list. Can you do that for me this week?
Sure.
Yeah. And you're going to plan the meals that you're going to prepare for the week. So you ever have that happen, like
it's a crazy day at work. Something happened that you didn't have expect to happen. It took longer to get home than usual. The kids got hurt at baseball practice, and so you ended up in the ER, and now you're home later than you thought you were going to be home. Do you ever feel like, I don't know what I'm going to eat, even though you know you have food in the refrigerator, but you're like, I don't know what to make? If you have your menu planned, and you can look at it and say, Tuesday is seafood and salad, then all I have to do is pull out the seafood and the salad from the refrigerator and get it going. Make sense? So, and if you have other people in your home that are eating with you, if they can see the list, if it's on your refrigerator, right, or it's on your family whiteboard, or it's on your family calendar, everybody can see what's for dinner. They don't have to ask. And if you're lucky, maybe somebody will start the cooking before you get home. How about that? Right? So having a visual aid for when you walk in the house and dinner needs to be put on the table and it's your mouth and somebody else's mouth is hungry, right? Having a reminder of what you're going to make tonight is a big helper. You guys understand that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. And when you make your grocery list, start shopping your house first. Open your cupboard, open your freezer, open your refrigerator, and see what do you really need to buy. I'm gonna do ground turkey and salsa, and I want to have non-fat refried beans with it. That's my Taco Tuesday, right? Gee, I know I don't have turkey. I know I don't have salsa. Oh, look, here in the cabinet, I already have the non-fat refried beans. So I can take those off of my list. I don't have to buy them. Right? So make sure you're shopping your home. Yeah, make sure you're shopping your home before you head to the grocery store. You follow me?
Yes.
Okay. And then you make your shopping list. And somebody else, I think it was Larry, talked about stop shopping the outside of the store. Anybody else do that?
Shop outside the store?
Shopping the outer lanes of the store.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So when you go to the store, when you shop the outer area of the store, without going down all the aisles, that's where you're going to find, that's truly where you're going to find the healthy food. And that will help you to avoid the unhealthy food.
That's
so
true.
When you go to the outer area of the store, you're going to find the fresh fruit. You're going to find the vegetables. You're going to find the meat. You're going to find the dairy products. You're going to find most of those foods are going to be on that outer area of the store, right?
Right.
You might have to go down some aisles for canned foods or frozen foods or miscellaneous stuff or dry box foods, but most of your shopping should be done in the outer area of the store. You guys follow that? Understand why?
Yes.
Anybody have any questions on that?
No.
Okay. And somebody else mentioned this one. We need to eat before we go to the grocery store. How many of you have gone to the grocery store hungry?
I have.
Yeah, what happened to you do that?
You get a cart full of stuff that you don't need.
Right? Cost you money, cost you time, cost you calories, right?
Yeah.
So I like to go to the store after I've had breakfast. That's my time to go on Sunday morning. And I'm not interested in food. What about you guys? How do you go to the store and make it work for you? Do you go if you're going and you're not hungry, what time of day are you going?
I normally go like midnight.
So I heard three people. I heard someone say I normally go at midnight.
When there's midnight? Nobody there, okay. And I can concentrate on what I need to get.
Okay, there you go. Nobody's there and it allows you to concentrate. Are you hungry at that time?
No.
No. Good. Perfect. And there was somebody else who wanted to share about that.
Early morning, really early morning, like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning before everybody gets in there.
Okay, and how's that benefit you?
I'm sorry, you cut out there.
Oh, how does that benefit you? Are you hungry at that time?
No. I don't get hungry till about 10, 11 o'clock in the day.
Okay, there you go. So she's not hungry. So the benefit of going to the store when you're not hungry is what?
I buy less stuff that I really don't need.
Right. Save money, save time, and save calories again, right?
Right. Yep.
Good. So if you go to the grocery store shopping when you're hungry, you are more likely to make impulsive purchases that will likely not be healthy. It's the truth, guys. Right? So,
yes.
How does the unhealthy food get into our kitchen? Nobody knows? Come on. How does unhealthy food get into your house and into your kitchen?
We put it there.
Yeah, you put it there. And where do you normally get it?
From the supermarket.
From the supermarket, right?
Yeah.
Kind of goes back to what Larry was saying about this is not easy.
And it's not.
Right? So the reality is what we plan to buy at the grocery store, what we put on our list at the grocery store, the idea of going to the grocery store when we're not hungry, right, all those things are going to impact what we put into our cart at the store. And what we put into our cart ends up where? In our kitchen.
In our mouth.
That's right. And then what happens once it ends up in the kitchen?
We eat it.
Right, we eat it. So whose job is it to keep
it's
the food?
It's our job.
It's your job, that's right. So that's the point of this conversation today, is that it does take time. It is not easy, but the reward, right, the outcome of your effort is priceless. Because what happens when you're buying food that's healthy and you create it and you eat it? How do you feel?
I feel good.
Energized, yeah.
Energized, you feel good. What happens with your weight when you're doing that consistently?
It goes down.
It goes down. And what happens when you get results on and off the scale of your success? How do you feel?
Wonderful.
Wonderful, right? Mm-hmm. So is that hour or two per week taking that effort to create some meals, to create your list, to shop your house, to go to the store not hungry, to go to the outer portion of the store when you do your shopping? Is that worth your time and energy?
Yes.
Absolutely. That's what I want you to walk away from here thinking. Keeping unhealthy food out of your kitchen is one of the best ways to ensure you and or your entire family eat healthy. How many people can commit to that this week?
I can.
Who else? Oh, I love it. Who else?
I can.
Excellent. It's possible, right?
You can do it.
Yeah. Totally possible. So, what about reading labels and nutritional facts? So somebody asked me what protein is, right? What kind of proteins are there? As weight loss surgery patients, do you think it's important that we need to read our labels and nutritional facts?
Yes.
Is it something that you were doing or that you do as a pre-op patient before you had weight loss surgery?
Yes.
I hear a couple of yeses.
Yes.
I was a no. Yeah, okay. I ate whatever I wanted whenever I wanted.
Well, that's true, but a couple of weeks before surgery, you can't do that. That's what
I'm talking about your old life.
Oh yeah, definitely. Right. No, you're right. Didn't even look at a box.
No, who cared? I was eating the whole thing.
Yeah. Right? You get in a rut.
Yeah. And so that it is a change. For most patients that I have the opportunity to chat with, it is a huge change to actually look at labels and nutritional facts. That's
overwhelming.
One of your thoughts. It's overwhelming. Absolutely. That's why, as Larry said, this is not easy. And that's why our cookbook is great, because we've looked at all the labels and nutritional facts for you and put all the calories and protein in and the serving sizes with the recipes. Because we know how hard it is for people to do it. But we've diligently have done it for years. Because it matters, right? And it is overwhelming, and it's a piece of the journey. It's something that you'll have to learn and adapt to and adjust to and do over time. And the sooner you start paying attention to it, the faster you're going to learn it. Make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I do want to ask a question, and that would be, what are you eating that is protein and produce? What's your favorite protein and produce meal? Anybody?
Grilled chicken and vegetables.
Grilled chicken and vegetables, delicious. How do you make your vegetables?
I just slice them all and put a little bit of oil and then salt, pepper, garlic powder, and grill until they're almost black.
Oh, nice. Delicious. And with your grilled chicken, sounds delicious. Anybody else? What's your favorite protein and produce meal right now?
I do a lot of grilling. I like to grill.
Grilling?
A lot of chicken.
Yeah,
chicken and vegetables
chicken?
On the grill. Like a stir fry.
Yeah, yummy.
I think that's the best way
delicious.
To eat.
Yeah, and you can do all kinds of variety with that.
Exactly.
Right?
I like a little spiciness in it, so I make mine a little hotter. But everyone, you can make it the way you like.
Sure, and spicy is a great thing there, Larry. It slows down the rate of speed of which you eat. And as a weight loss surgery patient, that's still one of my biggest struggles is to eat slowly. And spicy food certainly helps me slow down, right? Slowly food down. Good one. Anybody else? What's your favorite protein and produce? Okay, so that's my challenge for you.
I buy the flavored chicken breast. You get them at the butcher area or whatever, the meat section, and they're in there. I get like five different flavors, and they're individually wrapped, and then I freeze them and then pull one out each day, and so they're already flavored.
Okay, so you like chicken? What's your produce?
I'm not very good with produce, so mine is green beans.
I love green beans. It's my favorite.
Mm.
So there you go. So I hear a lot of chicken, and I hear a lot of vegetables. That's what we're looking for. My challenge to everybody on this call is that you come up with your favorite protein and produce combination. You need to have it. You need to know what it is, and it needs to be in your rotation, and you need to learn how to make it 6 days to Sunday. Right? You should be able to make that protein and that produce in six different ways. So it never gets old. And 10 years from now, you're gonna know when someone asks you, what do you want to eat? You're always going to think about that favorite meal, that protein and produce. You have to have it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you all accept my challenge to pick get a protein and produce meal on your menu plan this week that you love?
Yes.
Yes.
There you go. And use it and put it in your food menu book, your notebook, right? Maybe that's your first one in your book. And for those of you that are pre-op, one of the big things I'll share with you, if you have a favorite meal of protein and produce that you ate as a pre-weight loss surgery patient, reinvent it. Find a way to make the healthier version of that. What does that look like? What's in it? How do you make it? So you don't have to feel like you can't make your family's favorite meal anymore because it's not weight loss surgery friendly. Reinvent your family's favorite meal to make it healthy. You follow me?
Yes.
Yeah. So, for instance, my husband and I used to eat a whole large pizza by myself. I love pizza. But I no longer can actually eat the crust of pizza. So in our cookbook, I have my chicken crust pizza. So I use chicken as the crust for my pizza, and now I can eat pizza. See how I reinvented an unhealthy meal and made it healthy?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I use cauliflower as a crust.
A lot of people use cauliflower as a crust. Doesn't work with my weight loss surgery very well, so I use protein. But cauliflower works. Absolutely. That's reinventing it, right? That's reinventing it. It's a healthier option. That's totally what you want to be looking for, is how do you create that eat this, not that, in your own life. Okay? And remember, whatever you put on that menu plan, whatever goes on your list, ends up in your cart, and then it comes into your home. So make healthy choices so that you can feel your best, right?
Yep.
Right.
Right? And it all starts before you ever get inside the grocery store. Okay? So what are you taking away from today? Anybody?
Make a list.
Make a list. I love it. What else?
Go to the things you already have. That too.
I heard two.
Protein and produce, man.
Yes, protein and produce. Good. What else?
Meal planning.
Meal planning. What else?
Go to the items you already have.
Yes, build around the items that you already have. Shop your house first. Good, I love it. What else?
Your cookbook.
Your cookbook.
Your meal
My
plan.
Cookbook. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Meal plan. Yes. Yes. Good. So it is 9:03 here on the West Coast. So our official 60-minute support group is coming to an end. I will be here on the line until 9:30, so another 27 minutes. If you have questions or thoughts or things you'd like to share that were not a part of our planned support group, this is your time, right? I'll be here as long as you have questions that I might be able to answer. So for those of you that need to leave because it's Saturday and you've got a lot going on, thank you for being here. We do appreciate you. Be sure to check out our website, WLSSuccessMatters.com. We have, for those of you that are pre-op patients, we have a Success Habits class. It's going to be a three-hour class next Saturday, 1:30 to 4:30. You can find that on our website, and if you're, and you can always email us to discuss it. If you are someone who's on the phone that's been struggling and as a patient who's had some regain, we have a Back on Track class that is starting on the 22nd of August. It's a six-week course that we do via phone and video. You can check that out on our website. It's called Back on Track. So, and our cookbook you can find on our website, or you can find it on Amazon. We're on Facebook. We're WLS Success Matters on Facebook. We're WLS Success Matters on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us everywhere. We're here for you. And for those of you that are on your way to becoming weight loss surgery patients, congratulations. Thanks for sharing time with us. Please come back again, right? So with that, if you have to go, go ahead. Thanks for being here. And for those of you that are going to stay, I'm here for you. So what kind of questions or thoughts do you have for me? Anybody?
The class for success that you mentioned last Saturday, for next Saturday, I'm not going to be available. I'm going to be out of town for work. Do you offer that other time?
We do. We try to offer it at least one time a quarter.
Okay.
I don't have the next date planned right now that I can share with you, but you can always either email us or check back on our website with the latest date.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here. Great question.